There's been an international outcry over an Israeli operation to demolish a landmark hotel in predominantly Arab East Jerusalem. The United States, along with several European countries and the Palestinians, have all denounced the destruction of the Shepherd Hotel in order to make way for Jewish housing. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
Slowly but inexorably, bulldozers sent by the Jerusalem municipality worked to tear down the Shepherd Hotel. As the stones were being dismantled, fury erupted in front of the building.
Look at this! Look at this! This is beautiful. Yeah, demolition is very beautiful for somebody who is fascist as you are.
The Shepherd Hotel has long been a source of contention. It was built in the 1930s for the then Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, who had dealings with Hitler and Nazi Germany. After the 1967 Arab-Israeli War, when Israel captured and later annexed East Jerusalem, the hotel was declared absentee property. The title was transferred to an Israeli firm, which sold it in 1985 to a Jewish-American millionaire who supports settler groups. Saeed Husseini's family claims ownership of the property. His family fought for years to retain the hotel.
It's very painful to see this happening. They want to destroy the Arab presence in Jerusalem. They want to end it.
Shepherd Hotel is in the neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah. More and more Jewish families have been moving into what had been a predominantly Arab area. Palestinians claim Israel is Judaizing East Jerusalem to cement its claim over the whole of the holy city. The international community views East Jerusalem as occupied territory, whose final status should be determined through negotiations. Condemnations have poured in from around the world over the demolition, and it seems that many Western countries are losing patience with Israel over the settlement issue. A secret report prepared by the EU diplomatic mission in Jerusalem made headlines in the Israeli press today. It recommends that the EU treat East Jerusalem as the capital of the Palestinian state. It goes on to suggest that Israeli settlers should be refused entry to EU countries, that the EU should boycott products from settlers in East Jerusalem, and that there should be EU monitors in place every time a Palestinian home in the city is demolished. Israel, though, remains defiant. The current Israeli government says Jerusalem is the undivided capital of the Jewish state. Elisha Peleg is a member of the Jerusalem City Council. He was at the Shepherd Hotel yesterday when the demolition was taking place.
I don't think that the United States or any other country has the right to interfere in the interior issues in Jerusalem. And now it's the time to build a Jewish neighborhood in this area because we have the right to build and to live in any part of Jerusalem.
The tearing down of the Shepherd Hotel comes at a particularly sensitive time. Peace talks have collapsed over the very issue of Jewish settlements in East Jerusalem and the West Bank. Palestinians are expected to table a resolution at the United Nations this week condemning settlement activity. Over the weekend, Chile joined a host of other Latin American countries that in the past few weeks have recognized an independent Palestinian state. The Palestinian leadership here says it will be pushing more countries around the world to join them. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.